Welcome to all of our listeners out there. We're talking tonight to Janet Kuipers, the author of many different poetry books and the new novel, The Key to Believing, about AIDS and a government conspiracy. If you could just tell us even more than I've told all of our listeners about all of the different literary experiences that you do and create, that would be wonderful.
I've written poetry for probably over 20 years, and I've probably got 4 or 5 books of poetry published starting in 1993. I run a website for Scars Publications. I think that's on your site, http blah, 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 scars.tv. And they've got everything from information about the magazine that I run there, Children, Churches, and Daddies, as well as downloadable chat books. There are PDF files. There's a news and philosophy text archive. We've got sound files for the audio and video section, all sorts of really cool stuff there. Primarily right now, what I'm doing a lot of is performance art, as well as trying to get my work out to people, setting up shows with not only poetry, because that's what they want to hear usually, is journals and short stories as well, and setting them up with images in the display and music in the background, because I'm a photographer and do music work in my spare time.
On our website, the Artists First Network, we have displayed Janet Kuipers' 2 website addresses, which you can check out, www.janetkuypers.com and www.scars.tv. And right now we're going to play one of Janet's performances off of one of her CDs.
Is this I'm trying to remember the piece. Is it Fantastic? I'm trying to remember. Is it Fantastic Car Crash?
Yes.
I actually, this is a good piece of irony about this. I wrote this poem, and it happened to be 3 days before I almost died in a car accident. Somebody tried
wow.
to...
Wow.
And this was written 3 days beforehand about someone else in a car accident. So, a good prelude to the piece, I guess.
Deja vu.
And our life is one big road trip now. And we set the cruise control and make our way down the expressway. And most of the time we're just moving in a straight line and the scenery blurs. There's nothing to see. But I know it's inside you and I know what you're made of. I know there's no such thing as a calm with you. You are a fantastic car crash. You stop traffic into both directions as the gapers gawk and the delay grows and they slow down and stare. Everything shatters with you, you know. It's a spectacular explosion. I try to duck and cover as metal flies through the air. And every time you leave the scene of the accident, I am left picking up the shards of glass from the windows. You know, the glass breaks into such tiny little pieces. They look like ice. It takes so long to pick up the pieces, and even though I'm careful, I'm still picking up the pieces, and I'm still on my knees. And the glass cuts into my hands, and the blood drips down to the street. Think of it as my contribution to this fantastic car crash that is you, that is me, that is us, as I pull the glass from my hands. And I wave my hand to the line of traffic. Go ahead. Keep driving. This happens all the time. There's nothing to see here.
You've told me that many times your poetry and other writing just flows out of your personal experiences, and yet this one was written before that your actual car crash.
Correct. So you want to know why? I use the idea of having a car crash as being a metaphor about how the person that I was writing this about, going through a car accident, and I was just on the sidelines, everything can happen around them, and I end up cleaning up the mess and figuring out what to do and make sure things happen and work out for you, and I suffer somehow in the process as well. But you're the one that goes through it all the time. Mm-hmm. I'm always sitting there by your side, and I get to see it all, but it's usually not me that's in the accident. So, and I said, isn't that a delicious irony that 3 days later I almost die in a car accident?
Wow.
So, yeah. So, that was a delicious irony.